The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Most people really don't understand that there are at least a few wicked people who know exactly the dangers of water fluoridation and the fact that fluoride has an effect on the mind. And after you've drunk fluoridated water for a time, you don't think well. I wonder how many of our listeners, you know, have had the experience of talking to people, trying to explain to them what's going on in the world, and they look at you as if you were from another planet. And part of that, I honestly believe, is the effect of water fluoridation, which dims the mind. And certainly the writings of Mr. Perkins, who was sent to Europe immediately after the Second World War, noting that Adolf Hitler had used water fluoridation in the occupied areas, and the Soviets had used water fluoridation in the Gulag because it made the people more manageable. People said that couldn't go on in America. Why? That sort of thing couldn't happen here. And I would ask, why? Why couldn't it happen here? Why couldn't there be people who've gotten into the CDC and into key positions in the ADA and in the AMA to do harm rather than good? There really are evil and wicked people out there who have a different view of the world. And so, with that as a background, I'm going to ask Dr. Kennedy. There's a wonderful new article he sent me from the Scientific American, of all places, referring to government studies that have been done that show the harmful effects from fluoridation. So if there are studies that show it's harmful, wouldn't you think that you would err on the sides of trying to protect the health of the American people? Well, you don't want to hear me talk this morning. It's always interesting and fascinating to have Dr. David Kennedy with us. Hi, David. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, you pick up the story. This is an exciting article in the Scientific American.
You know, the article has been long in coming. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, has been a scientific debate always. And you know, they try to say, oh, it's just the kooks. But on the other hand, you know, the question is, you know, if you swallow something, can it actually have a beneficial effect on your health? When every study ever done shows that it causes harm to your systemic effect, you know.
But how could all the studies, scientific studies, show it does harm, and the public doesn't know that?
Well, that's because of the huge PR machine that is geared up in Washington D.C. to help industry dispose of their hazardous waste in your drinking water. Bill Hersey testified in the congressional hearing in 2000 that they're using 500,000 tons of raw untreated hazardous waste from the phosphate fertilizer industry. Well, if you had 500,000 tons, that's half a million tons of this stuff to get rid of, then, you know, you'd be a poor man unless you could find some sucker to buy it. And, well, with a little money spread around to your politicians, they can convince them that it's a good thing. And, of course, with the help of the dentist.
And, of course, Bill Hersey is a scientist who works for the Environmental Protection Agency and is actually a spokesman for the union of the scientists back at the EPA, who've been desperately trying to tell the American people, you know, that they're being poisoned. In fact, you can go to their website, the my website or David's website, their website, which, you correct me if I'm wrong, is www.nteu280.org.
That's correct. You've got a good memory.
Then go to that website. Read what the scientists and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the lawyers and the people who work for the EPA are trying to get out. But, of course, they always appoint people in charge of the EPA to give one line. The media will suppress the information. But you can go to the website, www.nteu, National Treasury Employees Union, nteu280.org, and you can read Dr. Hershey's testimony before the Senate, totally blocked out by the controlled media. Read what the scientists are saying, blocked out by the controlled media. They're poisoning your children, and they're poisoning you. Go ahead, David.
But I see the Scientific American article, which is really a lay journal, is a break in that dam. The NTEU began to oppose the addition of fluoride to the water in 1986 when they came up with a phony public health goal. The public health goal for fluoride is 4 parts per million, or 4 milligrams per liter, and that's the level that supposedly everybody in society can drink for a lifetime with no harm whatsoever. Well, they were forced, the employees were being forced to lie in order to develop that goal. With under the urging of the American Dental Association, the ADA claimed that 8 parts per million was perfectly safe. Well, you know, you have the video that Betty and I shot in China showing people crippled completely at 8 parts per million in terrible agonizing pain, and their health was destroyed at even 4 parts per million. The National Academy of Science Review of Fluoride in 2000 went on 3 years, but it was published in 2006. Unanimously said 4 parts per million wasn't a reasonable public health goal because there are vulnerable subsets. And what would that vulnerable subset be? Oh, that would be something like everyone, babies, people with cardiovascular disease, anybody with any kind of kidney problem, anybody that liked to run marathons or like to work out at the gym and drink extra water, anybody that happened to maybe be a gardener and in the hot Southern California sun, anybody that drank the water on a regular basis would then be one of what they would call a vulnerable subset. So, you know, yeah, that's not safe. And so that has basically been the subject of a lot of spin by the advocates for fluoride. Oh, that doesn't really apply to 1 part per million. Yes, it does. They talked about dose. And that's the thing that these people never want to talk about, is that the level of fluoride in the water is just the level of fluoride in water. It has nothing to do with how much is in your body or how much you take in. There's another piece to the equation. How much water do you drink, and what else are you exposed to? Those are the other pieces of the equation that work out to develop what is dose. And when you look at the dose to an infant, it poisons the infant.
We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Food Network is poisoning the children of this country. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
George?
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Is that most of the water fluoridation we have is not sodium fluoride. They use a toxic substance called hydrofluosilicic acid that contains cadmium and lead and arsenic and all sorts of things. And if you check the blood of children in areas where the water is fluoridated and check it and compare it with the blood of children in non-fluoridated areas, in other words, non-fluoridated with hydrofluosilicic acid, why you'll find that the lead level in the blood is markedly elevated, especially in blacks, doubled in whites, four times increased in Hispanics, six times increased in blacks, and this is a result of a study of over 400,000 children. Dr. Connett talks about that. He's a chemist, professor of chemistry, a gentleman who was at Dartmouth University, and I'm sure David remembers his name, Roger Masters. Roger Masters is interested in this because, of course, lead causes people to go into rage, commit criminal activity, and changes the complexion of society. You start giving people lead while you alter their brain function, and you increase crime, and that's what Dr. Masters is primarily concerned about. And in 60%, well over 60% of the communities in this country, water fluoridation, and 90% of those use hydrofluosilicic acid that increases the lead level in the blood, and there is no safe level, no safe level, no safe level for lead. Why are we poisoning our children? Dr. Kennedy, why don't you pick up the story?
It'd be a good question to say why we're poisoning our children, and what it does to society is it destroys it. And so if you wanted to destroy America, you would put lead in the baby's body, either through the exhaust pipe of automobiles, putting hydrofluosilicic acid in the water, or putting mercury in vaccinations and squirting it or requiring them to squirt it into the system of the children. And then you would have a whole raft of children that were so mentally impaired that they have to have special education. It'd run the cost of education up enormously. The kids couldn't figure out how to read and write. They would be, unable to do anything besides, pick up trash along the freeway. And it would just destroy your entire nation because the parents, loving their child, would have to spend their time taking care of this impaired child rather than out, earning a good living and enjoying the fruits of their labor. And that's exactly what's happened to America. It's time for them to stop. We've got the science. We know what's gone on. We know it's continuing to go on to this day. It's actually accelerating. Is it the number of food additives that cause brain damage is enormous? But the key is the safety of your food and your water, and that's where this whole thing came in. What person said that it was okay for us to require the public to drink raw, untreated, hazardous waste that's never been subjected to any kind of testing, that has never been examined even for the when the congressional investigation asked what the contaminants are in it, they said they didn't know. Oh, okay, so now we can just go ahead and put this stuff in the water that eats through concrete But we don't know what's in it. Now,
you're talking now of hydrofluorosilicic acid.
The water fluoridation agent, as they refer to it, in more than 90% of 200 million Americans. And, you know, and it doesn't, people, oh, well, I don't drink the water. Yeah, oh, I have a filter. Well, the bad news is that the little filters don't remove it. It goes right through carbon. And so unless you've got aluminum filter, not the casing, but actually alum inside it, attached to your water, which will give you some aluminum on the other side, then you're going to get it. Or distillation or bone char, calcium hydroxyapatite, the same thing that the enamel of your teeth is made out of. If you burn up enough bones, you can get the calcium hydroxyapatite out of it. Put that in the filter, that's pretty good at removing the fluoride. But does it sound difficult to get fluoride out? Yeah, you're right. Is it very few people will spend the $5,000 to $10,000 it costs and then another, you know, $1,000 a year to maintain the equipment to take the fluoride out of their house. And then that doesn't help them if they want to go out and have a glass of Starbucks at their local coffee shop, or they want to go have a bowl of soup for lunch, because it's going to be in every community, every restaurant, every school fountain. It's going to be in all the water you drink, and that's exactly what's happened. We can measure it in beer. The Budweiser doesn't take it out of their beer, so you measure the amount of fluoride in Bud, and there it is. And so any American beer, you know, once you contaminate the source water, you end up contaminating the entire country, and that's what is the huge tragedy of this idiotic, insane program of adulterating the community water supply with raw waste. You end up adulterating the entire country. And that is where you get the violent crimes. If you raise the blood level of lead in a child, the child is much more likely to fire a gun or stick a knife in somebody than the kid that didn't have the high blood level. Does that sound strange? No. It's exactly what happens when the brain loses its serotonin. Serotonin is the feel-good level. You're calm, you're comfortable, you're feeling like life is working pretty good, and that's a hormone that's made by your brain. Well, if it's a high lead brain, the body doesn't produce that. So then you go on drugs like, Prozac is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What's that mean? Well, you know, if your body happens to be nice enough to produce a little, then it doesn't get resorbed and used again, so that it raises your serotonin level a little bit. Well, sometimes that causes strange behavior also. So anyway, once you poison the child's brain, you've got the whole cascade of events that go on with that, which increase the cost of education, increase the frequency of incarceration, increases the amount of crime in your community, lowers the IQ of the entire community. And that's a crime against our society. Why aren't the people who know this standing up with you, me, Dr. Stan, Jeff Green, and making them stop? There are more of us than there are of them. But
they control the reins of power. They have their people planted in the ADA and in the AMA and in the CDC and in the National Institute of Health and the EPA. And they're in the positions of power. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to poison the water and poison the food?
But they don't get to vote. And that's the only remaining thing that they don't get to do, although they'd probably like to. And so we have to take our country back. And that's how we have to be vociferous in our defense of the children. We have to be strong in our determination that they will not succeed in destroying this country.
That video you have on drinking water, we offer this, Dr. Kennedy has produced, but he went to China, and he actually shows pictures of the children in the communities that had a high fluoride level, and then they got the fluoride out of the drinking water. These kids are just normal, Chinese kids, happy kids. And then they went to these communities where they hadn't got the fluoride out of the level. And those kids, their whole affect, their whole, you know, presentation, their response to you was just so different, so tragic, to realize those children are poisoned just like the children in our schools.
Just look at their faces. You can tell happy kids versus blank kids. You know, they're being blasted with fluoride, and it's natural fluoride. It's not even this junk that they're putting in the water. That's why I went there. There was no air pollution. Fluoride is one of the biggest air pollutants. People don't realize that, but it comes out of the smokestacks of any coal-fired power plant. It comes out of the distillation for fuel. You know, the oil refineries. I got a call from a guy that was in Los Angeles working when he was a young man, and then he got a job at the oil refinery there. And then they said, "Well, here's your steam cleaner. Go in and clean this cracking column." And that's where they break the bulk oil, the bunker oil, up into your diesel and your gasoline. And he did a good job. And they said, "Okay, well, that'll be your job." And he did that job for 13 years. And then he got so he couldn't lift his hands above his head, you know, and he was bent over, his back hurt all the time, and he went to his foreman and said, "You know, I got something wrong with my shoulders. I can't lift that hose up anymore." And the guy said, "Well, you did that job longer than anybody else." And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, everybody gets crippled in there. There's some fluoride on the walls of the cracking column, and that destroys your joints." Well, you know, it'd been nice to know that before you took the job, wouldn't it? Now he's, you know, 33, and he looks like he's 100 years old. So, thank you very much.
The thing is that there is no protection for the workers and no protection for the people and no protection for the children, and they're simply lying to us, and they know. Go to the site of the EPA scientists, NTEU280.org. Read what they have to say. Understand we're being poisoned, and then help Dr. Kennedy get the information out. It's so vitally important to realize that there are people out there who are poisoning the public. And, of course, anybody who talks about this is ridiculed and laughed at. And it simply shows you how much control there is over the media. And I think that I was just so surprised that somebody at Scientific American actually printed this article on the dangers of fluoride.
It's amazing how well they can turn off people's brains by calling the concerned citizens and the patriots names. That, you know, they don't have any science on their side. They don't have any valid scientific evidence. They can make up theories. You know, ask them how it works. "Oh, well, you know, we theorize this and this." Well, put a rat in a cage and show me how it works. It doesn't work that way. And that one after the other, all the theories have been shot down. I don't think fluoride is beneficial at all. I don't think that there's any evidence that I would hang my hat on and say, yes, this proves that fluoride is beneficial, and that includes toothpaste. There's a study of infants, babies that were on a sugar water bottle with milk and sugar. It's a common practice in Latin American countries. And that the pediatrician was really concerned about that because that just makes the baby's teeth rot out like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they just come in as little stubs, these baby teeth. And so what she did is she put together a program with a couple hundred kids, and they got different levels of fluoride. And that one little group, she just kind of said, "Oh, okay, we'll dab them with a little bit of iodine every other month." And this, you know, you have your kids brush, you know, twice a day. Well, this was infants. They had the little four front teeth, you know, look like little rabbits, and they dabbed their front teeth with a Q-tip every other month, every 60 days, and they had like a 60% reduction in the tooth decay compared to the four different levels of fluoride in the control. So, you know, if fluoride was beneficial, how come it didn't show up? Well, it's because the iodine, which is a nutrient, was so much more beneficial to these children that, you know, that there was absolutely no effect whatsoever from fluoride. I think they used a level of 4 parts per million, which was the former public health goal, and it didn't have any effect. And so how come that's not being touted to the seven seas and saying, "Oh, wow, look, we found the new miracle cure for tooth decay in infants," is that you don't put sugar in their baby bottle, and you dab their little front teeth with a speck of iodine every so often. No, we don't care about the kids. We only care about selling $1 billion worth of toothpaste every year. But read the tube. It says, "Keep out of reach of children." You know, would you go buy them a BMX bicycle if it says, "Don't let the child touch this"? That would be bad for sales, wouldn't it? That's what the FDA required in 1997, that all toothpaste that have fluoride say. It says, "Keep out of reach of children. If they swallow the amount used in brushing, which is a pea-sized amount, then contact the Poison Control Center immediately." And they did that because there were 10,000 calls a year to the Poison Control Center from parents wondering what was wrong with their kid. And then what was wrong was that they'd actually swallowed the toothpaste, which is what you expect, you know, if you flavored like, you know, bubble gum. Well, water fluoridation. And that you actually get as much fluoride from a liter of water, which is, you know, like your big gulp at your 7-Eleven. If you stop and buy one of those nice big soda pops there, that there's a milligram of fluoride in the big gulp, and there's a milligram of fluoride in a pea-sized amount. So if you're supposed to call the Poison Control Center if your child swallows the toothpaste, should you also call the Poison Control Center if they drank a big gulp at your 7-Eleven and Stop and Shop? You know, that it doesn't make any sense. That we basically assume that nobody's going to drink the water.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 in 6 American children has some sort of neurodevelopmental abnormality, attention deficit, persistent hyperactivity deficit, autism, not by accident.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, fluoride actually lowers the fertility rate in both men and women. It lowers the intelligence and has a specific effect on the brain. And certainly we know that 1 out of 6 American children has some sort of an abnormality in the way of attention deficit disorder, attention hyperactivity disorder, inability to read or to speak clearly, or autism. And certainly, fluoride, I believe, works in conjunction with mercury to produce these abnormalities, but it affects certainly the cancer, the incidence of cancer in young boys. is up significantly in areas with fluoridated water. And they can't let the American people know this. It affects the thyroid, it affects the bone, it softens the bone and increases the incidence of fractures. It affects fertility. It affects girls going to menarche at a much earlier age, begin having their periods because of the water fluoridation. All of these things are known in the scientific literature, but of course, when you control the media, you can keep the American people from knowing this. So, Dr. Kennedy, you know, you've been at this for a long period of time. And there really are studies that show the relationship, at least animal studies, between water fluoridation and altering the behavior of rats, isn't there?
And sure, there is. And you know, I'm just finishing up. We talked about the four-part DVD, and I have another four parts of DVD for people to play on their public access TV to tell the rest of America about this problem, about poisoned horses. And that one of the things that Kathy Justice and her husband Wayne noted is that when they took the fluoride out of the water in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, the personality changed on their horses. They had a beautiful horse, Sienna, that had, you know, big bumps on her skin and all that. This is a show horse. They couldn't show it. You know, it had allergic reactions all over its body. And when they took the fluoride out of it, the horse became, instead of, Wayne says, you know, if that horse came at you, she was coming at you to kick you or bite you. and now, I got video of it. The horse comes over to Wayne and nuzzles him and gives him a big hug. You know, it's like the same thing to his other horse, you know, and so that it changed their brains. And so it went from angry, mean horses. And Wayne says, you know, I've been around horses all my life. I know it's not me. And he's got, you know, a dozen other horses that love him, too. So, you know, obviously it's not Wayne. But when they took it out, it fixed their brain. And, you know, we need to fix the brains of America. What is this drive-by shooting stuff? What are these people, you know, walking into schools and killing other kids? I mean, that is a very bizarre society. Wouldn't everybody agree? It's not that the fact that they have access to guns. They'd come in and do it with a baseball bat. It's the fact that their brains are bad. And so, you know, if you allow a hazardous waste to be put in the water supply, it will destroy your nation. And that's what we're saying, is that we need people to step up and go to work, and we can stop this. And that there are a number of citizens that have determined that they're already going to do it. We couldn't get at the Metropolitan Water District here in Southern California, which is just now fluoridated 18 million people, because they're a private company. You saw the movie Chinatown. Well, that's not owned by the government. That is a private entity. And so you can't do anything until they actually harm you. It's like, you know, you can't put somebody in jail for robbing the store until they walk in the store and rob it. And so, but there are constitutional complaints. We have a right to be safe in our own home, that the government can't take hazardous waste and pipe it to us, that's never been approved for the drug we take. That was actually in Rumsfeld, Doe versus Rumsfeld, when they wanted to force all the soldiers to have an unapproved anthrax vaccination, and they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, you can't make them do that. The FDA has to approve the drug that you're going to squirt in soldiers, and the Congress determines what the FDA does. And so we have the right to be safe in our own home. It's one of the constitutional amendments that they haven't managed to eradicate at this point, and so that's going to be the basis of the lawsuit. It's going to cost. The lawyers that we're using have already spent $1 million of their own time, and they are unwilling to spend another million, but they say that we can get it done for $200,000, and if we get $200,000, we're going to do it, and that's what the citizens are going to do. They're going to take that issue, that very narrow issue, do you have a right to be safe in your own home, or can they pipe hazardous waste through your water supply? It's never been approved, never even tested. So that's what we've got to have happen. We've got to have the people that care about this country step up, and what was it they said in the Declaration of Independence? We pledge our
lives, our fortune, our sacred honor.
And then, so we got to do that again. And there's just no way that this is going to happen by sitting on their laurels and spending the $10,000 it costs to take it out of your own personal water supply. But you know, if 20 people who are going to, you know, buy our whole house system just said, oh, maybe I'll just, instead of protecting the house, I'll protect my nation, and they put that same $10,000 down, then you'd have your $200,000. We'd be able to take them to court. And that's all the way to the appeals court, because if we win, they'll appeal. If they win, we'll appeal. And that,
well, David, how can people get in touch with you? What's your website? What's your address?
San Diego, California, but the Keepers of the Well is the one way to communicate, and that's the Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, and Jeff Green and his keepersofthewell.org, and you can it's just like it sounds, Keepers of the Well, all one word, .org, and that we have the results of the congressional investigations there. Jeff's email is his name backwards, greenjeff@coxcox.net. And so the 800
one more time, that the website,
Keepers of the Well, keepersofthewell, and WLL, and
is that .com or .org?
It's a nonprofit. And then there's also you can contact him by telephone. It's 800-728-3833.
One more time.
It's 800-728-3833. And if you make a mistake and dial 888-728-3833, you'll get me. So that's how you get a hold of us, and that's basically what we're going to be doing this next year, is that we've got to find 20 people with $10,000 or 200 people with $1, 200,000 people with $1. I don't care. And, you know, we have political candidates raising, you know, $16, $20 million on the Internet in an afternoon. So, you know, it's just not that hard to do this. There are millions of Americans. I had a contact the other day from a lady who said, she thanked me for my YouTube presentation called Poison Babies, and she had she went to the dentist, and the dentist said, "Oh, well, your child is you know, 3.5 years old, and what kind of fluoride do you have?" She said, "Oh, we live on a well, we don't have any fluoride in our water." And he said, "Oh, well, you need to take these fluoride tablets." And so he wrote a prescription, fluoride tablets, and the kid just went berserk. He was just having abnormal reaction, or normal reaction if you're one of those horses, and she took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Well, this child's got autism. He's lost his mind. He's you know, brain damage. He's gonna, you know, you're poor lady. You're gonna have to have this kid in a home in a few years." And she said, "Well, you know, hell, he was normal, you know, 3 weeks ago." And he said, "Well, what's the difference between 3 weeks and now?" I said, "Well, the dentist gave me this prescription." He said, "Well, quit taking the prescription." And she did, and the kid's normal again. She said, "Thank you for your information."
People cannot believe that dentists would poison children. Dentists don't do this intentionally. They're lied to by the American Dental Association that has an agenda, and that is to harm the children. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 970-689-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Of course, they've launched a wonderful, wonderful propaganda program. They hired specialists to convince the American people that water fluoridation was good to prevent dental caries in children. And, of course, they hired Edward Bernay, who was the same man who convinced women they should smoke, and of course tobacco use in women has killed literally millions of American women. And we can thank Edward Bernay, Lucky Strike, American Tobacco Company, that put on a program back in the 20s and 30s to get women to smoke, and how many have died unnecessarily. Well, of course Edward Bernay was hired by the U.S. Public Health Service to sell American people on the advantages of water fluoridation. You go to Europe, countries don't allow water fluoridation. I think they fluoridate Ireland and a little bit of England, maybe 10%. But other than that, one or two communities, why they will not allow water fluoridation. David, why don't they allow water fluoridation in Europe?
Well, it doesn't work, for one thing. In the Scientific American article that's coming out in January, one of the things that they did is they showed the drop in tooth decay over the last 30 years in, let's see, U.S., Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, Finland, and Italy, and that the drop is actually steeper in Belgium, Finland, and Italy, which are not fluoridated, than it is in the fluoridated U.S. countries. And so it's U.S., Australia, New Zealand. You know, they don't know how to lie in Finnish. So it's the fluoridated countries of the world are English speaking. Isn't that interesting? Is it when you put a salesman to work and all he all he speaks is one language that he only seems to be able to sell in that language. Yeah. And so that when they go to Belgium and say it's really good, the Belgians say mais non. So anyway, that they point that out is that debating the effect, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control claims that it's beneficial, but when you look at the world. The rest of the world has experienced a tremendous improvement in oral health. John Culcahoon attributed it to electrification of the rural areas of the country because refrigeration allows you to have fresh vegetables in the winter. Many people are locked in a nice cold climate at the moment. But what used to happen in the 20s and 30s is that you basically ate out of cans and got a little lead out of the solder in the cans too. And so tooth decay was high because people were malnourished. But when you get refrigeration, you get fresh fruit in the store. You can go to any store in the United States today and buy a head of lettuce in the middle of the winter. So, or actually, it's not the middle of winter yet, is it? Tomorrow, isn't it? Winter solstice.
Yeah.
But anyway, the start of winter. But anyway, you can still get fresh fruits and vegetables all over, and that is improving oral health because you're the Hippocrates, the first physician that actually wrote down what he was doing. He said, show me the health of a man's mouth, I'll tell you the health of his body. And so when you look in the mouth, if the mouth has fallen apart, their body's fallen apart. This isn't rocket science. This is medicine from 2,000 years ago. So anyway, that's a very good point, Stan. Is it tooth decay has dropped worldwide, and it doesn't make any difference how much fluoride there is in the water. Actually, the biggest study in tooth decay was the Trotia study of the husband and wife team. They showed that the tooth decay was highest in the high fluoride, low calcium area, and that the children, and that the lowest in the high calcium, low fluoride area. So the tooth decay is actually a malnourishment. It's a nutritional disease, and that you can't treat it by putting a poison in the water. You have to treat it by feeding the kids good food, and that's why we have stores that are called drug stores, and then we have other stores that are called health food stores. If you go to the food that has organic fruits and vegetables, that's what my grandfather went out and when we were kids, we'd go around and pull the turnips out of the ground. He always carried a little salt shaker with him. He didn't think you'd eat a turnip without a little salt on it, but hey, it probably killed him. He only lived to be 93. But anyway, that's the organic turnips that were grown on our farm along with the carrots and tomatoes and all this other stuff. He always had a garden that was like 2 or 3 acres. And that's do we have to go back to that? Do we have to get Monsanto to quit making, you know, mortal foods? You know that, you know, they make seeds that die, come up and die. Well, that's crazy. We always save seeds and planted them again. So,
because the other thing is that the dental hygiene of children is so much better now, and they brush their teeth, and they have toothbrushes, and don't you think that's played a large part in doing away with dental caries?
Well, you're absolutely correct, but on the other hand, incorrect. Weston Price went around the world in the 20s and 30s, and he showed that in areas where they don't have bad food, you know, they called the white man's disease, white flour, white sugar, white bread, where they don't have that, the kids didn't own a toothbrush. We're in the middle of Africa, or the Aborigines in Australia, or Alaska, with the Native Americans, where they don't have a trading post. They didn't have tooth decay. And, you know, the 30s are different than now. You know, they just invented how to fly, and if you got there, you got there on foot. So, you know, they didn't have ready access to denigrated food, and they didn't have tooth decay, and they didn't have toothbrushes. So if you go look historically, mankind has not had tooth decay. Tooth decay came in about 5,000 years ago when they began to raise grains and ferment sugar and that sort of stuff. And so it's a denigrated food is what really is causing tooth decay. But anyway, one of the solutions is to scrape the scum off your teeth because that facilitates tooth decay. Why, in our infinite wisdom, doesn't every child get a new toothbrush every time they, every month when they go to school? You know, they could have one for their shoes, they could have one for their teeth, they could have one to clean the chrome rims on their car when they get to be 17. Toothbrushes are, you know, 10, 15 cents a piece. Well, that's less than it costs to truck the hazardous waste and put it in your water supply. So why don't we do that? That would work. That would actually be beneficial. But no, we couldn't possibly do anything like that that required personal responsibility and, you know, effort on the part of the children. We have to do something that you could be in a coma and it'll benefit you. Well, you know, if you're in a coma, it'll harm you. And if you're not in a coma, it'll cause a coma. So that's water fluoridation. So anyway, it's crazy.
Because we want to help children's teeth, everybody has to drink a toxic substance.
Yeah, and that's just a lie. There's a patent on a fluoride product on the U.S. Patent Office, and they said that and it causes inflammation. Well, what's gum disease? Well, it's inflammation. So if you brush your teeth with stuff that causes inflammation, the tissue, does that mean your teeth are A, better, or B, worse?
Thank you so much, David. We'll talk to you later. We're out of time, but our guest, Dr. David Kennedy, only dedicated to getting the truth out about water fluoridation.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. And, of course, you really need to understand that they're poisoning our children. There really are wicked and evil people out there. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than, of course, to poison the water supply? If you don't believe me, NTEU, www.nteu280.org. Go there, pull this down. It's the website of the scientists who work for the Environmental Protection Agency. And then, of course, we have a great book on fluoride toxicity, and the name escapes me. It's early in the morning. But if you call our 800 number and just ask for the book on fluoride toxicity, why, we'll get it for you. It's our number's 800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also carry the talk I've given. It's called The Hidden Agenda. Comes with an excellent syllabus. You'll find all the scientific studies there. You'll find letters from all over Europe from the health officers saying, we wouldn't fluoridate our water. Why would anybody want to fluoridate the water and poison the people? That's a letter that came out of India, where they're doing everything they can to get the fluoride out of the water. And then, of course, we have wonderful DVDs. We have two of them, and they've been put together by Dr. Kennedy. One is on drinking water, and that certainly is one of the best DVDs we have on drinking water. We have two four-tape sets on water fluoridation, and we'll give you this scientific information that you need. How do you debate this with people? What you have to understand is our media is controlled, and you control the media. You can control what people think, and what a beautiful example of this, because all of the media will tell you that water fluoridation is good. How can all the media be wrong? Why, very simply, it's controlled, and there really are people out there who want to poison the American people and want to poison the children. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? There really are evil people. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you want to go to their website, it's LuciusTrust.org, LuciusTrust.org, and they'll tell you how the people who are really running things are the elder brothers, the masters of wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy. Then you get their pamphlet, or you can call us, and we'll send you their pamphlet put out by this Luciferian organization that tells you how they have people planted at every level of society. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. From generation to generation, through the secret societies, through the priests, through the sages, through the elect. And, of course, it tells you how to get ahead. All the certainly great philosophers of the past, Plato and Socrates Aristotle and Alexander the Great, Aristotle's student, they all were part of the mystery religions. They understood this. This is how Alexander was able to accomplish what he accomplished with an army of 35,000 Macedonians against the army of Darius with a million men. How could you win? Why, very simply, you had supernatural help. You had supernatural power. Understand that there are the forces out there. There is another dimension, and you don't want to learn how to contact it. Believe me, but that was the secret that's been passed down, how to contact the other dimension. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Check it out. Your life, your children's life, depends on getting the truth out. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American